You mentioned Scrapple, but is there, can you think of a, how do you make Scrapple?
You just pick fat off all the fat, you know, and the lean all together. Then you take your potato masher and you mash it all up, stir it all up, and then you put it in to cook, and you put sage and black pepper and salt, and cook it till it gets done. When it gets done, then you stir it and make it thick with meal.
Uh-huh.
Then put it in pans, and you can slice it out and fry it.
I see. Now, what do you call it if you put vinegar in it?
Well, I never did put any vinegar in it. I don't know.
Well, this is something a little different from Scrapple. And you don't, I don't think you might eat it fried, but it's sometimes it's called something else.
I don't know.
Souse?
Well, I've heard of souse, but I never did have any.
I see. Okay.
Never did eat any.
All right. Or head cheese.
Yeah, I've heard of that, too.
I heard of head cheese and souse, but mm-hmm. Did you ever make anything with cornmeal and liver, chopped liver cooked together?
I never did make any, but my mother used to make it, and it was real good.
Did she have a name for it?
No, she just, I don't know what she called it.
Okay, or something with, did you ever eat tripe?
Tripe? No. My husband has, but I never did eat any. He talks about eating it at other people's houses, you know, but I never did eat any.
And a kind of something else made with liver, other than chopped, maybe it was ground up. A kind of pudding or sausage?
No, we made sausage and we have put liver in sausage.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of liver pudding?
No.
Or liver loaf?
Liver loaf, yes, I've heard of liver loaf.
Did you ever make that?
No.
Did anybody ever make anything with blood, with the blood from a slaughtered animal?
Oh, I heard of it, but I didn't want any of it.
Uh-huh. Was that called, do you remember what that was called, the black pudding or blood pudding or blood?
Blood pudding.
Blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this is a little off the subject, but it's something I just thought of that I wanted to ask you. Back when you were a child, did people ever go up in the mountains and dig roots?
Lots of times I did myself.
Okay, what kinds?
Well, cohosh, and sang, and squaw vine. Now this squaw vine was a vine.
Uh-huh.
Some called it buck vine, you know, and some called it squaw vine. We called it buck vine back then. But this squaw vine, you pull it, is a vine, you know.
Uh-huh.
You pull it and dry it and sell it.
Uh-huh.
I knowed my husband to take a load to town on a wagon, it'd be as high as this house.
What do they do with it?
They sell it and make medicine out of it.
Squaw vine. What about all three of those that you mentioned were for medicine?
Yeah, and star root. I've dug star root many a time.
All of those. Were there any kind of vines, any of those roots that people would eat?
No.
They were all for
medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You took them to Bristol and sold them at the herb house.
I see. Uh-huh. And butter that is left out too long might become...
Get strong.
Okay, and after... Do you eat butter when it's strong?
No, I don't like butter it's strong.
Okay, well, do some people eat butter when it's strong?
I've heard people say they liked it after it got strong.
What happens after it even gets strong, even after that, if it even gets worse than strong?
I guess it's rotten.
Okay. Well, I just wondered if you use something like froey or frowy or rancid... Or spoiled.
No, it's spoiled.
Okay. And milk that's allowed to thicken, it goes to?
Clabber.
Yeah, and what kind of cheese do you make out of?
Well, clabber cheese.
All right. Did you ever call that anything else?
Just clabber cheese.
All right. And to get the impurities out of milk, maybe you had a piece of cheesecloth or something.